it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, there is nothing like baseball on the 4th of July. And a happy birthday, America. We're in Milwaukee this afternoon. Orioles and the Brewers in game two of a three-game set. Orioles are today looking for some offensive fireworks. Last night, they got just one run, and it was unearned in Milwaukee. Buck and Rock in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter and tonight's manager's report. Buck, you've talked about, and Wellington Castillo said the same thing yesterday, that you know Wade Miley has his good side days. He warms up fine in the bullpen. Is there any theory of why that's not translating into the games lately?
Well, there's a lot of theories, and we're getting them from everybody known to man, and we're listening to every one of them. And that might be part of the problem with Wade. You know, I've talked to him after every start, and talking to him this morning, you know, sometimes you just got to back off a little. He's going to be trying too hard, but, you know, this is a guy that pitched as well as, you know, a lot of people in the whole American League for about a third of the season, and he's really lost a lot of confidence. And when you hear a lot of those things, then you realize how much the mental and emotional part of it play into it, and that's what a lot of people that do everything analytically don't get.
I think there's a theory that falling behind big early and losing games like that is worse than the close losses. Is there really a separator, or is it just one loss is like another?
No, I think they're both painful. That anybody would say that just hadn't been in the arena. You know, losing hurts, and the good thing about our game is that you got a chance 24 hours later to, well, in our case, who knows with the time games start nowadays. You got a chance to take that feeling away because we are front runners in a lot of ways as far as the players and everything, the emotions of it. And you as a coaching staff and a manager have to be consistent in the way you treat people, and they need to know what they're going to get, because if you're helter-skelter and back and forth every day, it creates a really bad atmosphere. But we didn't pitch well yesterday.
One of the runs yesterday scored on the rundown play. Can you kind of take us through what happened there and how that was supposed to be executed? I know it was a little bit unusual compared to the drills that you guys normally do.
Well, it's unorthodox, but once the ball gets in the hand, because we're a lot of people understand that, because Manny vacates third, you know, because of possible with the ball. It all started because Yakabonis falls towards first base. Usually that's his ball. And when Manny couldn't get to the ball, you know, we got to retreat quickly there. Mancini made a good throw, good play, because Cassie's going down to potentially cover third if there's a situation, and with the idea you don't vacate home plate until the pitcher's there. Now, the biggest problem was, in talking to Yak today, Yakabonis before he left, is that he had the guy right there for the out and just allowed the rundown to keep going. So all we had to do was reach out and tag him. And we got to get their third base coach out of the way, and then we don't have a problem there either. So a myriad of things.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. One of the roster moves today, Jimmy Yakabonis sent down. Tyler Wilson is here. Yakabonis only one run allowed, 3 1/3 innings, and that was on the rundown. How impressed were you with him, and is that kind of a tough call because you know he's not going to be available yet? You kind of hate to punish the guy for the good outing by saying we have to send you down.
Well, we didn't punish him. We brought him up to the big leagues, and with a lot of walk totals, he's done well. He's tightened up his breaking ball. Can you imagine there's no error or anything given on that rundown play and it ends up being an earned run? That tells you how off-kilter scoring is with some of the things, like not assuming double play. There were 3,600 double plays turned last year, and you can't assume one. Anyway, but it's tough with Yak. It's one of the few times where a guy's pitched well enough to stay, and we've had to send him out. We need some length, and Tyler's schedule will start tonight, and he's here, and we'll activate him. Jason Aquino's here, and it looks like we'll activate him tomorrow for Tillman's spot.
What's the latest with Chris?
Good. Everything's progressing. You know, they're a week late, and they went to the doctor yesterday. They're going to try to induce labor tomorrow, and so we're hoping to have an addition to their family Wednesday or Thursday.
This may be the last time you're asked to provide a Zach Britton update, but everything going good after his outing last night?
Yeah, he's here. He was he was making sure he got here, but no, Zach will be activated tomorrow.
And Chris Davis, how's he feeling after hitting?
Good. He's chomping at the bit. He's trying to talk us into activating him after really 2 days of doing anything physical. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but he's going to definitely be, if he doesn't have any setbacks, be available first day after the break.
We mentioned Tyler Wilson being here. Are the reports on him better lately?
Somewhat. He's been able to kind of get into a groove as far as a work day and starting and not some of the the back and forth that happens when we have some short outings up here and people have to come. So, you know, we think we're catching them at the right time.
Thank you, Bob. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Today, Milwaukee, happy 4th of July. Ubaldo Jimenez here today, looking for a second consecutive victory. Mike Bordick with Caleb Joseph when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
Earlier today, the pleasure of talking with Caleb Joseph about some of his 4th of July memories and, of course, his hot bat. And that'll be next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Well, happy 4th of July. We're in Miller Park today, and our special guest, Caleb Joseph. Happy Independence Day, Caleb. Any good memories of the 4th of July for you?
Oh, usually spent out on a boat somewhere at the lake, shooting off fireworks, bottle rockets, having, you know, bottle rocket wars, I remember. That was a big thing, trying to kill each other with bottle rockets.
Yeah, I know when I was a kid, and those are typically the fondest memories of the 4th of July, it seems like there's always a wiffle ball game involved as well.
Exactly. You get done off the lake, shooting your fireworks, and then everybody gets the wiffle balls. And to get the best effect, you tape them with duct tape. So then you can really start pelting guys. It turned into an absolute war, but it was always fun seeing who could hit the longest homer.
Boy, there was quite a fireworks show last night down on the water. Did you hear that or happen to see it?
Yeah, it was. I was trying to sleep. You know, I'm, in my old age, I try and get to bed a little earlier, and I'm telling you, every 5 seconds there were just some massive booms going on. But apparently, it was a really nice show. We're looking forward to what Miller Park has in store for us today.
Yeah, exactly. So, Caleb, you have been swinging it lately, man. Oh man, it seems like every opportunity, driving the ball and really using all parts of the field, I know about your kind of hitting technique, but you seem to be really locked in right now. How you feeling?
I feel good. Just getting good pitches to hit, not swinging at pitches I don't want to hit. I think that's kind of been one of the keys. And, of course, it's easier when you're playing more regularly. But talking to Scott Coolball, I just kind of got frustrated with striking out, especially when you're not playing very much. So making a conscious effort to get off the knob of the bat, choke up a little bit, give maybe one side of the plate up, and really just try and make solid contact, because you hit the ball in the barrel, you may not have to really power it through the zone, but if you hit the ball in the barrel, you'll sometimes get good results, as shown in the last game I played. I didn't hit him very far, but I was able to put the barrel on the ball versus strike out and end up getting three hits.
Well, what I've noticed, you've really put yourself in a good position to pick up those type of hits. A couple of them, I remember a little slider away, and you really let the ball travel. It seems like your head is just in a perfect position.
Well, you have to do that. You've got to let the ball travel. If you're inside conscious, or you're not trusting yourself inside, you're gonna front hip's gonna leak, and then before you know it, you're gonna run out of bat, or you're gonna hit off the end, or gonna swing through the break, stuff like that. You know, Bordy, it's a tough game, and if you can get over the ego of trying to really power the ball with two strikes and just kind of try and play pepper. I know you've heard it said a million times, but like, that's truly what I'm trying to do up there. And for the first time really in my career, it's I'd rather not strike out than try and hit a home run, if that makes sense. So just trying to put the ball in play with two strikes. Hey, I take my chances less than two, and then once I get to two strikes, it's battle time. So it's working out so far, and hopefully it works out today.
Well, I'm sure it will. I mean, you've been very consistent. But let's go to something that hasn't been too consistent, the starting pitching. I mean, it seems like every other day, getting a good performance and a not-so-good performance. Do you feel like the second half is going to be more consistent?
Yeah, you've really got to rely on a lot of these track records. Kevin's got a track record. Bundy's done pretty well overall. If you look at the whole body of work, I know the last two or three have not been as good as he liked. He's going to get some really needed rest and days off. Tilly's still working back from, you know, pretty disastrous spring training where he just was hurt. Come back, and the stuff is getting better and better. Don't forget, you know, he's right in the middle of having a baby. That does stuff to you, you know, mentally, even physically. It's not an excuse, but it's just making things aware, you know, for everybody. And Wade's going to get on track. Wade's frustrated. It's all there. He just needs to take a step back and then reset. Hopefully the break's going to come at a really good time for us, because, like you said, I mean, we've got to have these guys getting into the fifth, into the sixth, and if they can just give us a chance, keep it close. You know, we like our chances with the way our bullpen pitches typically. But it is tough. It's tough to be down 6 or 7 runs really early. Now I have to scrape and claw it back because these teams out here, they're not taking their foot off the gas off of us.
Absolutely. You mentioned the bullpen, and there have been some consistencies, I think more so out there, but there have been some major injuries. But getting Darren O'Day back, and it seems like some of the young guys that are now, they're getting used to maybe that revolving door with AAA. But Zach Britton on the horizon as well. And for me, that's going to kind of help the bullpen, but I think maybe the team in general.
Yeah, had a tremendous historic year last year, and to not have a guy like that has been a missing factor for the team. It rounds off that bullpen down there. You can kind of slot guys a little differently. You can use Michael Givens maybe a little differently. Now I'm not trying to play manager or anything. I mean, Buck's the best at bullpen management, but like you said, we've had quite a few young guys that have come up for their first taste in the big leagues, and it's kind of been up and down and up and down. A lot of those guys are getting their first taste. They're trying to learn how to pitch in kind of tough situations right away, and then they may get sent out, and it's been a learning curve for them. But as they've come back over and over, you can see the improvement there. So that's been a good thing for us, and we just got Aquino's in the clubhouse, so never know what's going to happen there. Hopefully it pitches well when he gets in there, but getting Zach back is going to be a big thing for us. He's a really nice addition to us.
Yeah, you like the idea of the back end just being, something that's been like the backbone of this team with Brad Brock and Darren O'Day and Zach Britton. And when you put the pieces in like Michael Givens and Donnie Hart, who's been throwing a little bit better, it just seems like, in my mind, it puts everybody at ease. But then the guys that are on that revolving door, I think they can get more comfortable in whatever role they're put in.
Right, exactly. You're hopefully then not having to make 2 or 3 moves. You maybe just have to sub one guy out if you run into that problem. But again, a lot of that issues is on the starting pitcher's hands, you know. So when you have to bring a reliever in the second or third inning, it's almost inevitable, just the way baseball works. So they know that they've got to be better, and they're working their tails off to do that. Just not seeing results now. Hopefully this break will be good for us. The addition of Zach will be a huge pickup for us, and then hopefully we can make some strides and get on some streaks.
So, Caleb, you came through this organization. Obviously, I'm sure the Baltimore Orioles have an incredible place in your heart. But when you see some players like yourself that have come through the organization and then burst onto the all-star scene like Jonathan Scope this year, I mean, you got to feel pretty good about that in more ways than one.
Really, I've told quite a few people that I've been associated with here, I've played with John more than anybody on this team. Started playing with him in 2012, and just to see his progress physically, to see his approach really be refined has been really cool. His defense is just tremendous. He's got a great idea of what he can do out there on the field. John brings what he brings just about every day, and he's a great guy, great teammate, really easy guy to root for. When I found out that he was an all-star, really excited for him. And it is special being a guy that's drafted and developed, and you see the whole progress. It's really cool versus maybe a guy that comes over and 1 year and then is an all-star. It's really cool to have that, and Oriole fans and a lot of the player development people should be really excited about that. I know, Bordy, you worked a lot with them in the minor leagues, and it makes you feel good that a guy like that you see grow up and have a great season and be rewarded for it.
Absolutely. Well, Caleb, have a great 4th of July, and how about some fireworks today for the Orioles?
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, Mike.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Mike Bordy back in Milwaukee in the loss column here this afternoon. I'll tell you what, Bordy, it's all about starting pitching. Wade Miley last night, it was a nightmare. Now, today, Ubaldo Jimenez wasn't as bad, but still he gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. And the way the Orioles are going offensively right now, they just can't get it done.
Right, yeah, you'd like to see a shutout by every Orioles starter, but you'd also love to see the Orioles offense putting in their share of runs. They haven't put up crooked numbers too often this season. And starting to make a slide here. You feel for Manny Machado right now. He typically a huge cog in this Oriole offense, and just a lot of inconsistencies right now and not doing much to help the team here lately.
Well, Scope had a couple of hits, home run late. Adam Jones had a couple of hits in this game. Mancini had a base hit, but again, just not a whole lot going on. Last night, they got one run. It was unearned. And today, they get a couple of runs, but they lose it by four. And now the finale, they got Aquino getting that start tomorrow afternoon, or I should say tomorrow night. And, hey, at this stage, that's a big ball game tomorrow night.
Well, it sure is. And I think there may be somewhat of an advantage, you know, if the Brewers don't really know much about Aquino. So might be able to surprise attack him a little bit. Of course, Brewers throwing veteran right-hander Matt Garza. So Orioles definitely know about him.
Hey, this Milwaukee ball club right now with a 3.5 game division lead over the defending world champions, the Cubs.
Yeah, well, we've seen how they do it. They're getting some pretty solid starting pitching, and, of course, the home runs showed up today.
Milwaukee had the lead all the way in the second inning, though at the time it was a nothing-nothing game. Orioles got a leadoff double by Adam Jones in that second inning. And then Trumbo came up to hit. That's when Milwaukee, who, by the way, they made the most errors this season in the National League. Well, defensively, they made a mistake and still did not pay the price. And the 1-0 pitch lifted in the air on toward the shallow right. Coming on Santana, out goes Villar. He dropped the ball. Adam Jones, he's going to go to third base. The throw to third base, the tag, he overslides, and they got him at third base. On a ball that the Milwaukee second baseman Villar dropped, Adam tried to advance, and he gets tagged out at third base. So there you go. And then moments after that, Mancini grounded into a double play. And so got a leadoff double and could do nothing with it. Ubaldo went to work, nothing-nothing in the bottom of the second inning. He walked the leadoff hitter, Perez. And then the lefty, Stephen Vogt, came up to hit. So the left-hand hitting Stephen Vogt, the former Oakland Athletic. He digs in. Here's a pitch. Fly ball into right center. This ball is traveling way back there. Gone. A two-run home run over the wall in right center. 2-0 Milwaukee, second inning. There you go. Milwaukee, as it turned out, they had the lead for good at that point. And then Broxton with a bunt single. He stole second base, so he was out there for Arcia. Ground ball toward the hole. Base hit to left field. Broxton being waved around. Up the ball, Smith. Throws it back in. Cut off by Manny. The play at second base. The tag there. Got him at second base. Arcia tagged out, but the run scores. It's now 3-0 Milwaukee. 3-0 there. Then Jimmy Nelson, a 1-2-3 third with a couple of strikeouts. And then a 1-2-3 fourth. And then now the 1-2 breaking ball gets a swing and a miss. That's that nasty breaking ball again, Borden.
Boy, he is on it right now. He's got command of his power fastball. He's got the slider working and the big curve.
Well, he gets him 1-2-3 and two more strikeouts. He's got 6 strikeouts in 4 innings. Yeah, Jimmy Nelson at that point in total command had the lead. In the fifth, one out, bases empty. Trumbo got a base hit. And then Mancini got a base hit. So the Orioles had a runner in scoring position out there at second base. Caleb Joseph came up to hit, and, he did all he could. Caleb, line drive, caught at third, and doubled up at second base is Trumbo. My goodness. Caleb hit that thing on the nose, but Shaw was right there. And Trumbo just could not get back. So this was only a 3-1 game going into the bottom of the fifth inning. Ubaldo Jimenez giving up 3 runs right away, second inning. But after that, kind of holding his own. So it's only a 2-run game. But then one out, bases empty in the fifth. That's when Eric Thames got a hold of one. And now Thames hits it to deep right field. Way back in the corner, into the upper deck. Eric Thames, number 22. It is now 4-0 Milwaukee. A no-doubter. Yeah, no-doubter. 4-0 at that point after Santana struck out. That's when Travis Shaw came up to swing. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball, right field. Deep. Back is Trumbo. And that ball is gone. Over the wall in right center. A solo to make it 5-0 Milwaukee. Milwaukee with a couple of home runs during the fifth inning against Ubaldo Jimenez. And that was a racket. It was. It got out quickly. 5-0 Milwaukee at that point. Orioles did not score in this game until the top of the seventh inning. Manny Machado, an infield single to get the inning started. And then Scope, he got a base hit. Jones into a force out. And then Rickard came up to hit. Rickard, a little looper in his shallow center. Coming on, Broxton. Coming on. He cannot get to it. That's a base hit. And here comes Scope, he slides in belatedly, but he does get there to score. It's a 5-1 game. He had to wait until the ball landed, but he does get in. So Rickard got the RBI. Rickard, by the way, was in the ballgame because Mark Trumbo had to leave the game on a foul ball. He injured his calf and had to leave the game. So Rickard came in, cashed in, RBI singled. He then stole second base. Mancini came up. He struck out. There were men on base for Caleb Joseph. They count 2-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Got him with a breaking ball. Big strikeout. Seventh inning. Orioles settle for one.
That was a nasty slider there. 89 miles an hour, and it was a true slider. That's some serious tilt on the end.
And at that point, the Orioles are just 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Failed there. Then, seventh inning, Tyler Wilson pitching. Eric Thames says, I'm going to get me one more. There's a high fly ball out to deep right center, and that ball gets out. Eric Thames has homered for the second time today. Into the bullpen in right center. It is now 6-1 Milwaukee. And then later, ninth inning against Carlos Torres, Scope, well, he just would not give away an at-bat. There's a high fly ball into left center. Ball is way back there. Brockton is way back there. Pave that baby. Bye-bye. Speaking of home runs,
yeah.
Scope with number 17 to make it 6-2. After that, Adam Jones got a base hit, but then Rickard struck out, and then Mancini came up to hit, and that's when the game would end. Orioles, who have not played at Camden Yards on July 4th since way back in 2008, on the road again. Mancini, fly ball into center, well hit. Broxton racing back. He'll reach up, and on the middle of the warning track, he makes a stumbling catch, holds on to it, and the ball game is over. And the Orioles on the 4th of July, it's a dud. In the loss column, they lose it 6-2. Same two teams again tomorrow night. It's going to be Jason Aquino in that game against the veteran right-hander Matt Garza. Mike Bordick in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Well, let's go downstairs and get some post-game comments from Buck Showalter.
Buck, Ubaldo not able to follow up his fabulous start in Toronto. What did you see from him?
No, his command. He walked, what, three guys, and I think he had a hanging split and a 86-mile-an-hour fastball. I guess he's trying to sink right there. But we didn't do much offensively. That I thought his stuff was fairly crisp, but, you know, there wasn't we just really haven't been very good offensively.
When you see a team, do you consider it a team slump? I mean, there were some opportunities. Caleb hits that line drive. It turns into a double play. I mean, it seems like when things aren't going well, stuff like that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes dictated by the, you got to fight your way through some of the atmosphere that might be created early in the game when you get behind, but that's been a challenge for us. But I think their pitching was that good. The guy on the mound nights today had having a good year, good pitcher, and he continued that today with us.
You know, you look at the ninth inning. I was very impressed with the at bats from Scope and from Adam Jones hitting the ball where they gave him, and even Mancini's final out. That was a real good swing. It just happened to find the big part of the ballpark.
Yeah, we just need to put a little more pressure on them in other parts of the game, but. You know, I appreciate you reaching for something positive, but, our guys are pretty frustrated right now with the outcome.
All right, Buck, appreciate the visit. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, there was Buck Showalter.